We're learning Tehillim, we're up to what's called the third book of Tehillim. Tehillim is divided into five books. This is chapter 73. The chapters of Tehillim are the Jewish tradition. Mizmor le'asaf. The following song of praise was compiled by Asaf, which was probably one of the children of Korach. Ach tov li'Yisrael Elohim. We are going to discuss the difficulties that Am Yisrael will have to endure. So being that he's going to describe the challenges and difficulties and dire moments, and he's going to wail about them, so he begins by saying, I know that God is good to us. I know that whatever he's doing is for our benefit. I know that there's an overall plan where this is in our interest, and Hashem, who is good, is doing good. And that's the intro here. Ach tov li Yisrael Elokim. I know Hashem is but good. I understand that intellectually, yeah. and that levarei levav. Hashem is really there for those who are pure of heart. They will still see how good Hashem is to them. In Am Yisrael, we have people who are Rishayim, unfortunately. We also have people who are wicked. He says, I know Hashem is good to those who are pure of heart. Levarei levav. Va'ani kim'at natayu ragnai. But I, says Asaf, before I thought about this, that really Hashem's plan is for the good, I almost lost it. I almost left the path of Hashem. And honest people are honest with themselves that they have moments that are very dangerous. David the Melech had moments where he thought he was going to leave the observance of Hashem, of Hashem's mitzvot. David the Melech, sure. Ke'ayin shupechu ashuhai. He says, my ashurai are my footsteps. He says, ke'ain, I was like a mere moment away from shupechu ashurai, from pouring my footsteps away from the service of Hashem. He says, I was a moment away from it. I was on the brink. Yeah, big people admit they had moments. That moment where they were on the brink. Yes.
What does it mean, pure heart?
Good question. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it tonight.
No, let me just call on a question. Because pure heart implies that. Oh, a few questions on that. Number one is that pure heart implies that there is a way to change it, and I don't know, is that really true? Can a person make himself pure heart?
Yeah. Maybe it means people who are clean of sin. Who are clean of transgression, yes.
Action thing or it's a...
Yes.
Action.
Seems that way,
so
yeah.
So why does it make a difference?
That's great, yeah.
Huh?
It's great.
What do you mean by that?
Because the one in Beit HaMikdash Sheni, they were pure. They were just...
Okay.
Like, they did the mitzvot, they did the...
Okay.
But they were suspicious upon each other, they didn't... they did the mitzvot, but they didn't consider they did mitzvot to bother somebody else, or they used mitzvot to get their way to hurt somebody else, or like the story of the...
Okay.
In general, the word lev is first usually like an emotional, sincere thing. So
in Tanakh, it's more of the thought.
Right.
We don't have the word seichel, so... Kikineti maholelim. I was jealous of the tranquility of those who are so confused and they lead a hedonistic lifestyle. I was jealous. Yeah, they're confused. Ask the average person who does all kinds of inappropriate things. They're confused, but they're partying. They're out on the town. They're drinking. They seem to be living the good life. You ask them some things about what their life is worth and what's the purpose of life, and why do you wear a yarmulke? You behave like people who don't wear a yarmulke, and what's going on? What type of person are you? And they're confused. He says, but you know what? I look at them, and life seems to be nice for them. Seems to be like they're having a good time. Kikineti ba'olidim. Says, I was jealous. Yeah. This one is Asaf, and Asaf seems to be a son of Korah, either a son or a descendant of Korah. And very often the children of Korah speak about the long-term vision of life. We find their psalms speak a lot about Mashiach and retribution and a long-term vision, an approach that takes the long haul. A second, he was waiting first.
It fits with what you say about confusion, because somebody made an observation that it's more rich people, like in the rich countries, that commit suicide than in the poor countries, and the ones in America who has the highest suicide rate is gigenders who did the operation.
Like, interesting.
Like
okay.
Saying about being confused.
Yes, sir.
Like it's not the one in the black neighborhood or black neighborhood that puts suicide. It's a rich privilege to commit suicide.
Yeah, I do. The son, the student is called a son.
Right. Over here, I don't think so. Here, it's descendants. It seems it's descendants of Korah. Yeah. Right. Shalom Rishaim. He says, I had challenges because I saw the wicked seem to have peace and tranquility. He says, they don't seem to suffer. Those that die seem to die a healthy death. Uvari ulam, they seem to end their life healthy. So he says, I look at them and I have difficulty. I begin the psalm by saying, I know God is good to Israel, but I'm going to share with you the challenges I see. I see people doing things that are wrong, and I don't see them suffering. Ein chautzubot limotam. I don't see them suffering on their way to death. They die peaceful deaths. Uvari ulam, they seem to be healthy till the end. Ba'amal enosh einemo veim adam lo yenugau. They don't seem to have to work as hard as other people. They don't seem to suffer and have the blemishes that other people have. Rabbono Shalom, you're running a world, and the transgressful people are having a party, and you don't seem to be interfering. Lachen anakatmo gava. And because they have such peaceful lives, in spite of their behavior, that's why their necklaces are arrogance. Anakatmo, their necklace is arrogance. It's a play on words. They're so arrogant, it's like the necklace they wear says arrogance. Sometimes when the Navi speaks about anak, a necklace, he's talking about the way a person speaks, being that a necklace goes around the neck. So that's also a way of saying their speech, their expression is arrogance. Ya tofshit hamas lamo. They envelop themselves, and the reason they keep themselves undercover is because Hamas lamo. They're planning how to cheat more people. So they are corpulent. There are people who have layers and layers of fat from their pleasures in this world, and all of this is covering up all the theft and inappropriate behavior that they have, and they seem to be having a good time. And Rabbon Shalom, what? Yeah. Yatzam mechelev enemo. their faces are radiant. Their eyes are bulging. You ever see people like that? You see these people who are, they're so greedy, avarice, miserly. Yes, he likes vocabulary words. when a person is emaciated, when a person's hungry, they have sunken eyes. When a person is ripping everyone else off, and they're always enjoying the fats of the spoils, the stuff that they've stolen, so then their eyes are bulging. That's yatzame chelev einemo. Averu maskiyot levav. They get even more than they expect. They think they'll rip people off and they'll make 1,000. They suddenly discover they made 2,000. Averu maskiyot levav. They're always in this jubilant state because Hashem, you allow them to succeed beyond their own anticipation. Yamiku. People wither next to them. Their friends, when they're next to them and they see what they're doing, they wither. They recoil in disgust. I remember standing next to a person who he had a worker who he used to rip off all the time. Very dishonest person. And we met on the street, and he says to this worker, he says, "Can you give me a ride home?" So the guy who asked for the ride was a very dishonest person who had millions. Like literally a very, very, very wealthy person, but very, very, very stingy. And he turns to his worker and says, "Can you give me a ride home?" And the worker says, "I'm marrying off my son in 2 hours. I came to work today, but I don't have the time to take you home today. I have to go. I'm marrying off my son in 2 hours." So he smiled and said, "Fine, go ahead." And the guy left. And as the guy pulled off, he turns to me and says, "I'll make him pay. He's living in an apartment rented from me. His rent's going up next month." And I'm standing there thinking, what's wrong with this guy? His worker came to work the day he's marrying off his kid, and he explained to him, he said, "I have to..." So he smiles to him. I felt this pasuk that moment. I felt filthy standing next to the man. Yamiku. When people are so vile, you feel filthy standing next to them. Vidaberu vera oroshek. They speak their evil about how they will hurt other people. Mimarom yedaberu. And they feel that they could talk about other people from above. They're not talking on the same level as other people. They're confident they're going to get away with it. Shatu vashamayim pihem. They place their mouth in heaven. They think they're going to decide people's future. Ulshonam tihalach ba'aretz. And their tongue creeps along the ground as they allow themselves to harm people, to do as they please. So Asaf says, Ribon Shalom, I see the world you created. I see how you let these people get away with it. It's difficult. Right, but he's describing it with beautiful, yeah.
He's seeing it from the outside. What about the person who actually experiences it? What's he supposed to think? What's he supposed
right?
to think?
Right?
One right. thing is seen from the outside. From the outside, the guy from the outside, you know, see it for a reason. Maybe he can interfere or not interfere, but the guy, with that means so, I mean, what he's supposed to say. How far can you go and say, oh, if something bad happens to you, look at yourself and see if there's something you have to correct yourself. I mean, how far can you go with that? I mean, how... When are you supposed to say no? I think the other guy is wrong. I mean,
the two aren't mutually exclusive. It's not either or. Both are true. Both are true. Hey, it's not either or. When someone does something wrong to us, they're wrong. The fact that I have to fix myself is my problem. The fact that they did something wrong is their problem. We don't look at it as, I did something wrong, so they're okay. No, they're not okay. When someone does something wrong, they're wrong. But we have a concept that says, why did they get away with doing it to me? Someone went to do something wrong. We had our car stolen. We had 5,000 shekel worth of damages 2 weeks ago. Baruch Hashem, we got the car back. I mean, right? But 5,000 shekel worth of damages. This was when I was in Chutz Lartz. So you look at that and you say, there are two things that just happened here. The thief who stole the car, well, he's got a problem with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He stole the car. You know, he has a problem. He did something wrong. I also have a problem. If the Ribbono Shel Olam let him get away with stealing by me, then I have a problem. I have to ask myself, why did that happen to me? Both are true. That doesn't absolve him at all from what he did wrong. Okay, if I could catch him, I would catch him. If I could get him to pay, I would make him pay. I'm not going to say, well, if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't think I deserved it, then it wouldn't have happened. If the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't know, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. I think he knows. Okay? They're two different, and they're both true. Meaning it's not either or.
But here you have like a relationship with someone you don't know. No.
Oh, well, we're kind of going to get there.
The story you talked about was somebody who had a relationship with us. He comes in today, he's marrying away his daughter, and he goes only 2 hours before. You know, it's very stressful, a wedding, to arrange a wedding or be in a wedding or whatever. Like everybody's, you know, wanted to go well and you're nervous and so on, and everybody. And only go 2 hours before, that's like unacceptable. Normally people take the day off. I mean, and if it was somebody, you know, he knows. You know, it's his work, it's this, you know, it does everything for him. And and you had, you know, somebody you don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, you can say, okay, bad luck, or things happen, or you don't understand. But this is like,
let's hear him out. He's in the middle. But we said we would end it.